Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Coaches, you ready, Coach?
Yeah, I'm on my way, Doc.
Before we start the meeting, I don't know if you remember, but I've applied to be a big brother. Today's the day I find out if I've been accepted.
And it affects me how?
Well, this is something I've wanted for a really long time, so I may be unusually flummoxed.
I'll watch for that, Doc.
Thanks. I can't believe how nervous I am. I feel like I'm having a baby. Oh, not me, my wife. Not my wife. I don't have a wife. There you go. I'm flummoxing.
Just, Albert, I know it's a big deal and all, but it's not really like having a baby.
Oh, it is to me. Well, so anyway, if I get beeped and have to go, you'll understand.
You bought a beeper?
Oh, yeah. All the new fathers get one.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Okay. Page 5, playbook.
Look out! That's it!
What's it?
Nothing. His water broke.
Little brother here yet?
No, not yet, but they're coming down pretty quick.
Oh, I can't wait to meet him. It's all Dauber's talked about for the past few weeks.
Yeah, that and being flummoxed.
What?
Hey, will you see the present I got him?
Oh, you got him a present? Oh, Hayden, that's so sweet.
Well, you know, I'm just a little kid. He got no dad. I know it sounds stupid, but I actually got a lump in my throat when I went out buying it for him.
Oh. What did you get him? A gun?
Ah, geez, here we go.
Hayden, what kind of a message is that?
He's a little boy. It's a water pistol. The message is blam, blam, blam. Have a good time.
I don't know how you can associate a gun with having a good time.
Like this.
Oh!
Hey, a super shooter. Great, now we both have one.
Oh. That's for Charlie, and I just don't think it's an appropriate gift for an 8-year-old.
Well, I think it's a perfect gift for an 8-year-old. I love mine.
You two are hopeless. Hayden?
It's Watkins. Give it to me.
Oh.
Come on in, Judy.
Oh. Ah! Oh, nuts.
That's just as well. If you'd have watered her, she may have grown. What are you doing down here?
I came to meet Charlie.
Last stop, coach's office.
Here they come, Luth. Hide the gun. I want it to be a surprise.
Well, hey, everybody.
Hey.
Like you to meet Charlie.
Well, hi.
Hi, Charlie.
Look what Dauber got me.
Hey, a super shooter.
Charlie, I'd like you to meet Coach Fox.
Hey, Chuck, put her there, babe.
And this is Luther Van Dam.
Hi, Charlie. Hey. You like jelly donuts?
Yeah.
Me too.
And this is Christine Armstrong. Remember, she's the one I told you used to be on the news?
And hope to be again soon. Hi, Charlie.
And remember I told you about Judy?
That's her way up there.
Charlie, Dauber's told me so much about you.
I'll be giving Charlie a tour of the facilities.
Yeah, did you tell him there's one at each end of the hall?
At the football facilities. Hey, Charlie, do you have a favorite college football team?
Notre Dame.
Gee, sorry we didn't get you a gift or anything.
Hey, I've got something for you. Do you like hamburgers?
Is this another trick?
No, I thought maybe you and Dauber might like to come over tonight and have a little barbecue. How does that sound?
That would be nice, but what about the other thing?
What of the thing?
Oh, well, I promised Charlie I'd take him to the monster truck show tonight.
Oh, well, we could do that. I like monster trucks.
Well, what do you think, Charlie? Would that be okay?
No, I'd rather be with you.
Charlie, why don't we go out into the hall and you can take a look at some of those trophies, huh? Hayden, doesn't that sound like fun?
Yeah, well, we don't have as many as Notre Dame, but it's neat. Come on, Luke.
I'm sorry, but I guess Charlie isn't ready to share me yet.
But you've been together every night for the last 2 weeks. I thought maybe now that he was meeting everybody, the three of us could do something.
Oh, and we will. It's just that until he knows me better, I think it's got to be just the guys. Hey, a Saturday night, what do you say the two of us get together for dinner after the game? Just the two of us.
Well, I'm not trying to be selfish. I wouldn't even mind if Charlie came along.
Oh, I know. I just think that the two of us need to spend some time together, and maybe I don't want the little guy around Saturday night. Well, thanks for understanding.
Well, he does seem like a really great kid.
Oh, he is. But he's just at that age where he's so impressionable. No, that's why trying to give him a positive role model is so important.
Wait, oh, Judy, duck! Oh.
Everybody's got their assignments, huh? Now remember, this game's on regional TV, so I want everybody looking sharp. If anybody's got a throw up, let them do it behind the band. And Dauber? Hey, where the hell's Dauber?
Last time I saw him, he was introducing Charlie to the team.
Well, he'd better start concentrating on his job.
Sorry, I'm late.
Let's get out there and show some effort, all right, guys? Dauber, you hang back.
Sorry, Coach. I should have been here. I know I continue to be somewhat flummoxed.
I know this relationship with Charlie is special. You can't let it take over your whole life.
It's just so hard to say no to him. He's had a really tough life. Every time I see him, I just feel like I want to try and make it better.
Yeah, but saying yes all the time, you're not doing him any favors, Dom. I'm a parent. I got to tell you, you got to set some limits. You have to know when to say no.
Hi, Michael. You got a minute?
Say no.
I just came by to give you a good luck kiss.
Oh, I feel lucky already.
Well, if you're lucky, you'll get luckier later.
Do I have time for a hug before the game? Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Watkins.
Oh, hi, Charlie. Well, I know you men have got to go. I'll see you tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah. Judy and I are going out for dinner.
You're going out for dinner tonight?
Yeah, what's the matter?
Nothing.
Oh, wait. Just give me a sec. What's the matter, Chan?
I messed up.
What do you mean?
My mom wanted to make a special dinner for us, and I told her tonight was a good night.
Oh, no! Oh, no, you should have asked me. If I would have known that, I would have made plans with Judy.
My mom's gonna kill me. She really went to a lot of trouble.
Oh, she did?
We don't have people over for dinner much since my dad left. She made our special spaghetti sauce. She got a bottle of wine. She bought a table.
She bought a table? Oh, man, this really is a big deal.
Can't you and Miss Watkins go out to dinner some other night?
Well, it's just that I promised her tonight. Hey, maybe I could go out with you and your mom and have dinner some other night.
That's okay. Me and my mom are used to eating alone.
Wait here a second. I'm going to see what I can work out. Apparently, Charlie and his mom were expecting me for dinner tonight, and Charlie forgot to tell me.
You're not going, are you?
You know I'd rather have dinner with you. This is kind of like a one-time thing for them. Please, understand.
Huh. Sure, Michael. I understand. We'll do it another night.
Well, maybe after dinner I could come over and...
And what?
You know.
No such luck.
How'd we do?
I'm yours.
Yes!
Hey! Better be some great sauce.
I'm in here.
I hope we're not too late.
No, not at all. Hey, what's that you're wearing?
Well, it's a team blazer and chinos.
And what about you, sport?
It's a uniform. Dauber got it for me.
Wow, looks real official.
It is. And look at this. Blood.
Honey, what happened?
Oh, nothing really. A guy on the sideline took a cleat in an artery. We all got hit.
It was really neat.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. Why don't you go wash up?
Well, yeah. Hey.
Sounds like he had quite a day.
Well, the blood thing was pretty neat. That doesn't happen every week. Oh, hey, let me get that for you.
It's nice having someone tall in the house.
Oh, yeah. Pretty dusty up here.
Can I get you a glass of wine? I have red or white.
Actually, I prefer a glass of milk. White. Yeah, it was really nice of you to have me over tonight.
It's the least I could do. You have really turned our little family around. So when Charlie wanted to have you over for dinner tonight, I wanted to make it special.
Oh, this was Charlie's idea?
He even wanted me to buy a new table.
You mean you didn't?
Why? Isn't this one okay?
No, it's just,
Hey, Dad, want to see my turtle?
Why don't you show him later? Dinner is almost on the table.
Okay.
And a great table it is, Charlie.
Thanks. Let's see.
Man, that was good sauce.
Thanks. Can I get you some dessert?
I'm pretty full. Maybe if it was light.
It's raisin pecan pie with heavy cream.
Sure, I'll have a slab.
I know, I don't have to ask you.
I'm going to skip dessert tonight.
You?
Mom, I just want to go to bed.
It's not even 8 o'clock.
I'm going to do some homework first.
On a Saturday night?
Maybe if I do it tonight, you and me can do some tomorrow.
Okay.
Call me when you want me to tuck you in.
Boy, homework on a Saturday night.
Somebody thinks we should be left alone.
Oh, is that it?
He wants you to marry me and be his father.
Is there any more milk?
I didn't mean to scare you. I just wanted you to know what kind of diabolical little mind you were up against. Oh, it just kills me. He so desperately wants a father. He doesn't understand any of what happened between me and Gary.
It was not too bold of me to ask. What did happen?
He left me for a secretary. I don't understand it either.
It must be hard.
It is, sometimes. It's hard keeping a house and holding down a job and raising a kid with no help.
Well, I know. You know, me and my dad had it tough after my mom passed away. And of course, I was 19 and I could make my own lunch, but...
That's why I can't thank you enough for what you've done for us. It's the first time in a long time I've seen that little face smile. I missed it so much.
Please, don't do that.
I'm sorry. It's just been in here for a really long time.
That's okay. Don't cry, Molly. Don't cry. Robert! Coach, I'm really sorry to be bothering you this late, but something happened tonight and I really need some advice.
Well, couldn't it wait until morning?
The way I'm feeling now, I'm not sure there will be a morning.
Hayden, who is... Oh, hi, Dauber. Gee, I thought maybe it was Luther.
Yeah, that's who you'd expect. What is it, Dob?
I book a date with Judy tonight to have dinner with Charlie and his mom. And, this is hard.
Would you like me to put on some coffee?
Don't heat up anything.
Anyway, Charlie's mom and I were talking about how hard her life is, and she started crying, and I tried to make her feel better. I kissed her.
And did it make her feel better?
Hayden, I don't think that's the problem.
I've never done anything like this before. You know, ever since Judy and I started dating, I've been totally loyal. Even before we started dating, I was totally loyal.
Dauber, do you have feelings for this woman?
Oh, no. No, it was an accident. I told her that. She knows.
Well, I hate to rush this gut-wrenching moment, but exactly what the hell's the problem?
I feel guilty. I feel like I should tell Judy, but I don't know if she'll understand that it didn't mean anything.
Dauber, I know Judy. She's a bright, decent, compassionate woman. If you tell her it didn't mean anything, she'll believe that.
Here's another perspective. I know women. Bury it. Bury it with a shovel and then bury the shovel.
If their relationship is based on trust, then he should be honest.
If their relationship is like most relationships, then bury it. Bury it. Bury it with a shovel and then bury the shovel.
We'll talk about this later. Dauber, if this kiss didn't mean anything to you, then you don't have to feel guilty.
Oh, it didn't mean anything. I was set up. Charlie wants me to be his dad.
I see. Look, Dauber, nobody can tell you whether or not you should say anything to Judy. That's really up to you. I mean, I know what I would do in this situation. But if this little boy thinks you're going to be his father, then you do have to talk to him.
Well, I guess I knew that's what I had to do all along.
Well, that makes this whole evening easier to take.
Hey, thanks again, guys. I'm going to talk to Charlie first thing in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Sure, the kid gets to sleep.
Well, I'm sorry again for waking you guys up. You're good friends.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Lee, what are you doing out here? It's after midnight.
I couldn't sleep. I have to ask you something.
You snuck out, didn't you? Come on, I'm taking you home.
Are you gonna marry my mom?
What?
I saw you two kissing.
Oh, boy. Come here. Let's sit down. You and I have to get something straight.
Okay, Dad, shoot.
Charlie, you know I'm not your dad. And I think you know that I never will be.
But why'd you kiss her if you're not gonna marry her?
I maybe have to be an adult to understand this, but see, when you get older, you have different feelings and emotions, and sometimes they can overwhelm you and confuse you. To put it simply, you can get flummoxed. See, your mom, she felt sad, and I wanted to make her feel better. So the natural thing to do was hug her. And she naturally hugged me back. And our faces were real close together. And I looked in her eyes, and she looked in mine. And so I just thought the natural thing to do was thank her for the spaghetti. So, well, that's what I was doing. Just thanking her.
You kissed her on the mouth.
It was really fine spaghetti.
You're gonna marry Miss Watkins?
Well, yeah, that's a very definite possibility. Yeah, but even if that happens, it's not gonna change things between you and me.
But what if you become a dad and have your own kids? Will you still be my big brother?
I'll be your big brother even when you're a dad and have kids.
I won't need you then.
Come on, I'm gonna take you home.
You think at next week's game I can call a play?